Okay, so today we're continuing in the first part of Maseches Arle, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay. So the Mishnah talks about a tree that was partially uprooted. Ilan Shenekar v'nishtayer b'sharish. Let's say a tree was more than 3 years old, and it was uprooted from the ground, but there was still a single root that was still connected to the ground from its original planting. So Pater, the tree is Pater from Arle, it's more than 3 years old, it's considered to be a continuation of the original planting, because we assume that one root is enough to leave the tree alive, and therefore the tree is never considered to have really been ne'akar. The kamiyeh ha'sharish, what does that mean? A single root? How thick does that root have to be for it to be considered a root that still attaches that tree to the ground? So Rav Gamliel Amar, Mishum Reb Elazar ben Yehuda, Ishpartosa, Rav Gamliel says, the name of Reb Elazar ben Yehuda, Ishpartosa, kimachat shel mitun. It's the thickness of a needle that they would use to stretch the weave would use to stretch the thread, meaning a weaver would put needles at the edges of fabric to stretch it across a board, and those needles had a standard thickness. So it's the thickness of those needles that we're considering. So says the Mishnah Hey now, Ilan Shenekar Uvo Vrecha. If an Ilan gets uprooted and there is a a branch that's still attached to the ilan that was uprooted. So v'hu chaya mimena, and the tree could be sustained from that branch that's still attached to it. Chazra hazakena lios kavrecha. The old tree now becomes like the branch of that layer, and the layer is now just like the main tree, and both start the new orla count. Habrecha shana achar shana. But if hivricha shana achar shana, if you layer the old tree year after year, you take each layered branch from the branch that was layered in the year before it, so after a lot of years you have a bunch of layered branches, so the later ones are connected through the earlier ones all the way back to the original one, v'nifsika, and the first layered branch was then severed and cut off from the original parent, making the tree that grew from that branch, as well as all the trees that came after it, independent of the original parent, then mona misha shenifsika. Then you count the new 3 year orla period for all the trees that grew from all of the layered branches from the time the first layered branch was severed from the parent, meaning the clock starts from the hafsaka, from being cut off from the parent branch. Now, in addition to this idea of brichas he'ilanos, there is another concept called grafting, where you would take a branch from one tree and graft that branch onto another tree, and the grafted branch then gets unika from the original tree. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a case of a grafting where it's grafted onto something, but it's still attached to the original tree. So you have a branch that's sort of like spanning two trees. So sipuk ha'gafanim, if the extension of a grapevine, where a vine is stretched and then grafted onto another grapevine, but it's still attached to the original grapevine, v'sipuk al-gabe sipuk, and then you extend from that extension, afal pishev richon ba'aretz, even if you also layered the extensions into the ground, so not only are you replanting them onto another grapevine, you're also replanting them into the ground, so mutter. So it's mutter to eat the fruits that grow from those vines, if the original vines are more than 3 years old, because now it's past orla, whatever you grafted and layered is just an extension of the original vine, so it's more than 3 years old. However, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mokum Shekocha Yafa Mutter, if the strength of the extended vine is very strong, so that most of its nourishment comes from the original vine, then Ein Hachinami, the Tanakama is correct, that it's Mutter, that we consider it to be past the years of Arla, and therefore it's Mutter Bana. But Umakum Shekocha Ra Aser, if the strength of the extended vine is weak, so that it doesn't get its nourishment from the original vine, then it's aser to eat the fruits that are going to grow from that vine, because it's considered to be replanted in the new vine that it's been grafted onto, even though it's still physically connected to the parent. It says the Mishnah, and there's another case where it's going to be aser and the clock is going to restart. If you have a branch that was cut from the old tree when the later branch was already filled with non-orla fruit, if it then grew 1/200th more of its growth from its own nourishment, from its own roots after it was already severed from the original tree, then it's going to be usur, because the orla is not going to be batal. The new growth is all orla, and that's not going to become batal. Meaning anytime you cut it from the original parent tree, it's going to be considered a new growth and it's going to be Arla. So we're essentially what we're saying is that Arla is batal b'masayim. So you need to have masayim. But if you don't have masayim, it grows more than 1/200th of its growth after you cut it off. So then it's going to be considered a new growth and it's going to be Arla. So to quickly review what we learned today, Mishnah Dalet was a short Mishnah where we said that if you have a root that remains in an uprooted tree, it's still a continuation of the original growth, and you don't restart the Arla clock. And we said as long as there's one root, and the thickness of that root is like the weaver's needle. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that if you are mavrich ilanos or markiv ilanos, as long as it's still connected to the parent tree, we go with the early years of the parent tree. But once you sever it from the parent tree, then we go with the early years of the new tree and not the parent tree. Sometimes, though, Rabbi Meir said, even if it's still physically connected to the parent tree, but if it's kochara, it's not really getting its kochos from the parent tree, it's only getting its kochos from itself, then we're going to restart the arla count. And also, if you had a whole bunch of fruits that grew while it was connected to the parent tree, but then you severed it and it grew a little more than 1/200th of its growth, that also is going to be also, that also is going to be Arla. Okay, Bezram, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav.